وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا ألباني حفظك الله تعالى. This hadith, you're asking about hadith, you said hadith Umar. I think you made a mistake, my brother, because it's hadith Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه. Why I say to you that this way to memorize the hadith is when you to understand the story of the hadith and the opinions of the narrator, so you can always remember the narrators of the hadith. Look, this hadith is a famous hadith because Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه started with the issue of trimming his beard. As you know, Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه among the company that his fatwa was spread, that he used to take his hand during after he finished his manasik and his hajj and umrah, he used to take it with his hand, he used to grab his beard and he trim whatever came out of his palm of his hand. You understand? So in one of the hadith, one day Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه did that kind of act. He grabbed his beard, then he trimmed it. He trimmed whatever it came out of his hands, because he believed that the beard of the Prophet ﷺ used to be the same size. Then he said to the people, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he opened his fast, he used to say, "ذهب الظما وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجل إن شاء الله." هذا حديث الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى. ما هذا حديث؟ يا ألباني بن authenticated by الشيخ ألباني رحمه الله تعالى. Then others, then Abu Dawud himself رحمه الله تعالى. Then others, الشيخ مباز والشيخ معتيم, they mentioned Allah in their books. And أخي بارك الله فيك, I believe this hadith is authentic and why famous and why known. I advise my brothers to memorize this dua before opening their fast. At the same time, I remind them with hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who is in fasting, he have an acceptable dua during the time of opening his fast or during his fasting. Two different riwayah. So I wish this one with that one being accepted at the same time for you, you will really, really receive a big reward and a big forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala besides accepting your deeds. So my brothers, learn this du'a and memorize it. It's great. Barakallahu feekum.